You got your Bibles, turn to the book of John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. Let's all stand to our feet. We're going to read a very familiar scripture. Probably if you've ever memorized one in your life, it's probably this verse. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's all read that together. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to You right now in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask You that You'd speak through the message this morning. Would You hide Your man for this portion of time as we stand here to proclaim Your gospel, Lord, to be the way, the truth, and the life. God, we can't do anything without Your leadership. Lord, I thank You for Your presence this morning. God, how I can feel You in this place today. Lord, I want to thank You for Your darling Son that You sent, Lord, through the virgin birth, Lord, for an old, wretched sinner that I am. And that He would come and walk upon this earth, Lord, 33 and a half years, and make a way, Lord, for me and all these that are under the sound of My voice. God, I'm just filled up this morning, and I want to tell You that we love You, and we appreciate You for being in our presence. Take this message now, use it for Thy honor and for Thy glory, and we ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we see in this chapter the first and the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind. This scripture has been used for many occasions on many situations, but it seemed like the Lord impressed upon me to use this scripture today for the message that He has given us for this hour. And I hope that you'll get something out of it. You pray real hard as we stand to preach today. I want to preach a message entitled, The Gift of God. The gift of God is what I want to preach on today. God has many, many wonderful gifts for His people. And I'll tell you, He loves us today. And if you hadn't thought about the gifts that God has given you, I want to help show you today, if it be the Lord's will, about these precious gifts that God has for His people. The first one this morning that I wanted to bring to you and show you, if it's the Lord's will that He put upon my heart this morning, the first gift that I want to talk about is a birth. I'm glad that He brought a gift one time. And He gave it to you and I. And it was through a birth that He gave it. And it wasn't just a simple gift. It was a gift of great price. It wasn't just an average gift, but it was wrapped beautiful and brought to you and I through a virgin birth. And it came through a little old lady, a little young lady called Mary. And she was a virgin, and the Bible talks about that she had never been married, but she had been visited by the Holy Ghost. And He said, I'm going to give you a gift that's going to be a gift to all mankind. And I thank God for this birth that the Lord has given us. And I want to set it out here so you can look at it this morning about this gift that God has given us. The Bible says over in Matthew 1:8, now the birth of Jesus was on the wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. How could that be? I'm glad that God is the only one can do such a thing. You ain't read or heard about any other gods that the world talks about that ever sent a Savior through a virgin. Amen. You'll never read about Muhammad being born of a virgin. You'll never hear about Allah being born of a virgin. If you do some research on these false gods, most of them were crazy men. But I'm glad I serve a Savior, amen, that's not crazy. But God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There's no other way you and I can be saved except through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for a birth. And He tells us over in Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and ye shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. I'm glad that God was born into the form of a baby and came into this life for you and I. It was a God that we could see physically that would come and walk among us and pay this ultimate price that had to be a bridge made between God and man. And this man was called Jesus. Emmanuel is what they called Him. Over in Luke 2, verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And He wasn't just talking about then. He was talking about from the beginning all the way to the end. When I hear the name of Jesus, it brings me great joy. Amen. I love Christmas time. I told the brother and I said, I love Christmas time. And I love the decorations and the lights and the spirit of Christmas. We was down there at the assisted living places yesterday, Christmas caroling. You could just feel it in the air. Everybody's hearts were in tune. They were so happy to see us. We were so happy to see them. Even going down there and meeting people outside, people had a different attitude. And they just say, "Merry Christmas," and they're happy to see me. And I'm glad that the Spirit of God, amen, will do that to people this time of the year. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it could be Christmas all year long? If it's what makes people act this way, amen. People could act this way if they'll get a hold of Emmanuel and realize He is God with us. I praise the Lord that He came like this, that no other God could come any other way, the way Jesus came. Amen. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen. That's good news to know that we have a Savior that's real, sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited this morning when I think about the birth of Jesus Christ and how this all came about. And I could go so deep into this story and lose every one of you. But I got to thinking about that young couple, and there was Joseph, and you know, he thought a whole lot of Mary, and he's wanting to marry this woman, and she comes to him and she says, "I'm with child." Could you imagine what he thought? Imagine that if that was you today. I know what you'd think. He thought the same thing. He was worried. Back then, there was morals. And you know, and if a woman was found with child before marriage, she was put out. She was counted as a harlot. She was rejected because of that. They praise Him today for that. Can I hear from you this morning? They do praise Him for that today. The rules are still the same. It didn't change back then, and it ain't changed now. God's Word's still the same. But God had a plan. And I'm glad when He spoke to Joseph, He told him to fear not, because that what was in Mary was of the Holy Ghost. He had to trust by faith that God was doing a great work in this young lady's life. Could you imagine, ladies, if the Holy Spirit of God had come to you and said, "I want to trust you with the greatest gift I'm ever going to give man"? Could you imagine what that would be like? I've never been a woman, never wanted to be a woman. I wouldn't have no idea what childbearing is like. Now, there's some people in this life, some of these fellas running around now, they want to be women, and I don't even understand that. It's the craziest time I ever seen. But could you just imagine what Mary had to think when this started happening? He chose me. Somebody like me. He chose me. Well, I'm nobody. But he thought enough that he chose me. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do the best I can to carry the Son of God and be a witness. There's no scripture telling Mary's testimony or anything like that. But they traveled all that way, and her expecting, traveling all that way on a donkey, trying to do what was right, going through all the suffering, all the pain. Why? Because of the birth that needed to come about. And they were going to do what the Holy Spirit had told them to do. So she was chosen of God. I'm going to tell you something. You're chosen today. You're chosen today. Matthew, over in Matthew 2, 1 through 2, the Bible talks about, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. God, give us another gift. What they're talking about here, he didn't just give us a birth, but individually, he gave you and I a call. He's called every single one of us. And it just ain't just a simple call, but it's a beautiful calling. He's wrapped it up so pretty. And he's made it so that it's your personal gift. This is for you today. This call is for you. And he sent a call to these wise men. You know how he called them? He didn't call them on the phone. But he put a star in the sky, and he called them by the star. And they received the call that a king was being born. And you know what they done? They got their gifts together. We're going to see the king. Glory! We're going to see the king. Why? We got a call. He's being born, and he's put out a signal for us to follow, and we can follow the call of God. I can't do it, Brother Gary. I can't do what God's want me to do. If you'll listen to the call of God, God will bless your life, and if you'll follow his call. I don't care what it is. I don't care if God's wanting you to sing in the choir, and you say you can't sing. I'd get in the choir and sing for the Lord. Why? Because he wants you to do it. If he wants you to go down the road and be a witness to that neighbor or that neighbor up yonder, I'd listen to the call of God and I'd go do it. So I'd be blessed of God. Could you imagine what the people thought about those wise men when they said, we're going to see a king? Why? Because there's a star out there and told us to follow it. We're going to follow it. They probably, some of them made fun of them. Y'all boys are crazy. There's stars all over the sky. Not like that star. They've never been one like Jesus, amen. They've never been a star higher than Jesus. I'm glad he's the great star today. That ain't just about a birth, but we got a call. Verse 10 says, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The wise men followed a star. What are you following today? I wonder what we're following today. I don't know about you, but I followed some things in my life that come to usually a bad end and led me the wrong way. Don't follow man, he'll lead you in the ditch. Don't follow your neighbor, they'll lead you in the ditch. They'll lead you astray. But you to love people and to care for them and try to help them. And don't go after a man. Don't go after a situation. But go after God. Seek God first. And God will bless your life. Why? Because you got a calling on your life. Every single one of you have a calling on your life. Well, I'm not called to be a preacher. Well, maybe not. But you're called to be a disciple for the Lord. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot. Because we all have a calling of God. I don't care what your age is, how young you are, how old you are. We all have a calling to follow God and to be a witness. And if we'll look real closely, the star is still shining in the sky that we can follow. And I'm glad He let that star rain down upon me. And He left the Holy Ghost to lead me and guide me. And when I'm going the wrong way, the Holy Ghost is pulling on me and said, come here, follow the star. And I keep following the star. Why? Because He's given me precious gifts in my life. I don't want to forget these. The devil wants you to forget these. But these are things that God has placed in all of our lives. The birth and this calling. These are yours for your taking. You don't have to ask nobody. These you have asked the Lord and He has put these in your life. So use them. Follow them. Lean upon them and trust God and He'll bless your life. That's what He wants with your life. The heed to the calling of God. Isaiah 43:7 says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. We are all called of God. I like it the best way Jeremiah put it. Jeremiah 1:4 says, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, I formed thee in the belly. I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee a prophet unto the nations. I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad He's called me. He knew me before I was ever conceived in my mother's womb, who I would be and what I would be for Him. And He knows that about you as well. He knew who you are, what you will be. Can I give you this that the Holy Spirit has given me right now? Someday we're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account for every deed that's been done in the body. And we're going to stand there for ourselves and not another. And when God shows us what we are, then I think He'll show us what we could have been. Then He'll show us what you did and what direction He really wanted for your life. Why? Because we ignored this. We ignored the call of God. We ignored the purpose of God and what God wanted in our lives. And He'll say, this is what I wanted, but this is the way you went. So today I'm telling you that God wants us to follow the star and follow Him and be submissive to His will. You may not like it, you may not want it, but you just need to surrender and say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Out of my comfort zone, I'm going to serve Him. When God called me to preach, I run and I run and I run and I give every excuse in the world, God, I can't do it. I ran from 15 years old till I was 22 years old. Some of the hardest years of my life. And finally it got to a place I surrendered to God and heeded to the call that God had put on my life. Now everybody's not called to preach or to teach or to sing or to this or to that. Anything you could think of. But we all have talents and callings of God to do His will. So many former men that I have known, and they've argued over the scriptures, and you're not called to this, and you're not called to that, and you're not this, and you're not that. I can't stand to argue over the scriptures. You need to get in the book. You need to study to show yourself approved, not unto me, but unto God, a workman that needeth not to be shamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, if they don't agree with me, they got to be wrong. Ain't that the attitude? If they don't believe like I do, they got to be wrong. I need to reject them. That's contrary to the Word of God. We need to love one another. Why? Because we got a call on our life. Why? Because it started with a new birth in our life, then a calling in our lives. We need to lean on these promises of God because He loves us today. These are the gifts of God that He wants for our life, and we'll listen. But our problem is that we won't listen to what God wants in our life. 2 Corinthians 7:4, listen to this one. You've heard this a lot. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, that four-letter word means a lot, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands. But only then will I do that. If my people, we are His people, we have accepted His birth, we have His calling upon our lives, we are His people, and we need to trust Him. But I love when He gave me a call back in 1981, February the 1st. He called me like Romans 10, 13. For whosoever, I found out then, I was a whosoever. Praise the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. It didn't say maybe, might be, think about it, we'll consider it. He said, thou shall be saved. I'm glad He saved me that night. Changed my life forever. Thank God for the call that He gave. And I've been following the star ever since. That star named Jesus. He's the one that we're following. Do you believe that this morning? Let me hear from you. He didn't just give us a birth. He just didn't give us a call. But He gave us something else. He gave us a promise. He gave us a promise, church. And I love His promises. Ain't they beautiful? He wraps them up so beautiful. And they ain't all just in a box. But I'm talking about a promise that'll stay with you. Now you'll find out as I pastor you, I'll make promises that I'll do my best to keep. But sometimes I'm just a man. Sometimes I break a promise and don't mean to. Sometimes you'll make a promise and you'll break it. You won't mean to. But I'm glad that God has never broke a promise that He ever gave me. He's kept every one of them, and He's been with me. He'll be with me all the way. Luke 2, 10 and 11, the Bible says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's a promise. I've already read this. It's a promise to you. The angel here, it's an angelic promise that the angels are giving. He said, this day. And I don't know anybody's heart in this building today. You could be in here this morning lost without God. I don't know. Now if I was to look at you, everybody looks saved and ready to go. Everybody's got their best on. You really look good. You probably smell good too. You probably put some smell good on and splashed it on real good and got your breath all nice and everything seems great. But you know what? You could be lost without God and die and go to hell smelling good. Did you know that? Smelling good. I wonder today if we've accepted that angelic promise. I like John 14, 2 and 3. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a heavenly home promise right there. That's a promise that's going to happen. I've read about it, I've preached about it, I've sung about it, I've shouted about it, I've run about it, I've got excited about it, but someday soon, it's going to happen, amen. He's coming after me. Why? Because He's gone to prepare a place. Why go prepare a place if you ain't going to come back and get us? But He said, if it wasn't so, I'd have told you. I made you a promise. I didn't just give you a birth and give you a call, but I'm making you a promise. And I wrapped them all up real nice for you so you wouldn't forget. He goes over in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. The Bible says, for the Lord Himself, He ain't sending nobody else. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. Oh my goodness. I get to thinking about this sometimes. And thinking about the Lord coming back. You know, sometimes in the evening, them clouds get real funny looking. You know, especially when it's getting about time to storm. They start making all those different formations. Brother Dennis, you know what I'm talking about. They make all them colors, and sometimes they get real dark and real light, and the sun will shine through some of them and look real pretty. And I thought, oh, wouldn't this be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they was coming on that cloud right there? And he'd call us up and we'd go right through right that way right there through that cloud. It'd be wonderful. He says he's going to descend from heaven with a shout of the archangel. I get to wonder about some of these churches that get so quiet. You get a little loud and they get a little uncomfortable. Somebody's shouting a church and they'll look around going, what in the world? And I'll tell you what, you ain't seen a shout until you see the Lord come. They're going to be a shout like a world ain't never heard. And all those that get uncomfortable, they're going to really be uncomfortable that day. He's coming back with a shout. The voice of the archangels, the Bible says. And the trump of God and the dead in Christ. Look what a benefit that he put in the scriptures for those that, you know, endure all the way through this life. And they die out into this life. And they're laid down in death. And they're buried. And the Bible says the dead in Christ, those that have already died, are going to get up first. They're getting up first. That's a promise that he gave them. I'm gonna give you a gift. If you'll hang on and you'll live in this life and die out for me, I'm going to raise you up first. That's the promise of God. So all you that have loved ones that are passed on, your hearts are broke, I know what it's like. I was sitting there last night looking over some scripture and thinking about my daddy come to my mind, and I got to thinking how long it had been, and this January would be 24 years since daddy went home to be with the Lord. But I'll tell you one thing. The Bible done told me he's getting up first, and if I'm still living, I'm going to be caught up right after him. I'm going to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a wonderful promise that is from God. That ought to make you want to run around the building this morning. Thank God for his promises and what it means to me in my life. The last one I want to give you is John 14:27. He said, peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, I've talked to folks and they'd say, I'm scared of the coming of the Lord. You know why? We ain't never been through it. It does make you a little nervous. I ain't never been dead neither. That makes me a little nervous. You know, dying, I never died before. I don't know what it's like to completely die. I've been down to the river, and I've seen them say, nope, not time, go back. I've been there. I thought I was going across, but it wasn't time. But I've never died. I don't know what that's like, and it makes me nervous. Dying makes me nervous. Am I scared I'm going to die lost? Absolutely not. I know my sins are under the blood. I ain't worried about dying lost, but it's that unknown of dying that I've never been through. And then I can think about the Lord coming. I've never seen the Lord come. I ain't seen him descend and go away like the men of old did. They said, this same Jesus you see going away is coming back in like manner. Could you imagine living the rest of your life thinking about that? You saw him go away and you're thinking, he's coming back that same way. Boy, it'd make me want to live for him, wouldn't it, you? But his promise is that he will. Even though we've not seen it, we've not been through it, church, it's going to happen. Whether we die out or whether we're alive, it's going to happen. And I tell you today, I don't know anybody's heart in here, but he told me to come and give you an example of his promises. And he's got them wrapped up so pretty, and they're wonderful. Our children love gifts for Christmas. They love the pretty bows and the pretty ribbon, and they're excited about what's inside of it. And I like to put gifts around the tree, and you know, because I want my daughter to enjoy that, knowing there's gifts under the tree for her, to know that I love her, and I want her to have things, and she anticipates what's in those gifts. I could preach the rest of the day. I get to thinking about the gifts that God's wrapped up for me, and I ain't even got yet, and He's got prepared for me, and it makes me want to live closer, don't it you? Brother Mark, if the Lord said, I got something really good for you today, wouldn't you want it? Wouldn't you want it? I'd want it, and I'd take it if the Lord give it to me. I'd take it. And that's what He wants. He wants to give these gifts out to you. And He wants you to enjoy them. Why? Because they're yours. They're yours for your taking. But so many, I'll leave them alone and leave them set. Say, I don't want them. I don't want that. As every head is bowed, never eye closed. Can I get real serious with you for just a moment and ask you a question? I wonder if you would accept these great gifts of God today that He has for you and I.